Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We are finishing doom scrolling.
All right, let's do it, please.
Well, some white supremacists, they wanted they wanted to attack a power grid. This is the new thing now, shooting at the power grids. They wanted to apparently take down the city of Baltimore, bring their electrical grid down, which could have caused chaos and potentially even led to loss of life. How long were they out of power at that first one? When was that? It was winter time, right? Oh yeah, it was like a week. And
did you take the whiskey away? Somebody?
Oh, I set it right here.
Sorry. Yeah, like a teetotaler or something? You're hiding it from me?
No, just because I left, so I didn't know who was going to be walking in here. Just in case our boss walks in or something, and we're not here. I don't want to make it look like we all just had a party and then walked off. It's right there. I didn't take any of it. Anyhow, they caught this group. They're white supremacists. Remember, Snowcone, we had asked in the past, too, what was the goal? Who's doing this? We kind of had a feeling based on their mugshots that those people looked like maybe they were kind of...
Right-wing militia
types. Yeah, like right-wing militia types, exactly. And it looks like that's...
up in the hills.
That's what you got here, some white supremacists.
This morning, allegations of a white supremacist plot to bring the predominantly black city of Baltimore to its knees. The alleged hate-fueled plan...
Shoot multiple electrical substations in the Baltimore area, aiming to, quote, completely destroy this whole city.
They wanted to take out the five major power stations in Baltimore, which would, quote, completely destroy the whole city. They should put better, protection up around those things, because every time they show them on the news, it looks like it's a little chain link fence like I've got in my backyard. And if it's that easy to take these things down with just shooting guns at them, maybe they should. I don't know how electricity works. Can they put that inside a building?
It clearly wasn't that easy.
Well, these people got caught, but it was easy for them last time. I mean, whatever that was, Carolina or whatever, they're like 30,000 people without power just from those guys shooting at that.
Is that true?
Substation. Yeah, we talked about it.
I don't remember.
It was
that.
This is the new thing. This was what we were warned about. They said that this was part of the plan. Snowcone had warned us about it because it was in his Civil War book, right? If the United States has another Civil War.
What, you had like a manifesto?
No, it was a podcast about how a Civil War could happen here. And how easily it could happen. And one of the main things was shooting those substations because it takes down a power grid. And after a few days, it turns to madness.
And I remember him telling me that at the time. And I was like, you just shoot at it and it takes it down. It doesn't sound right. And then a couple years later, it happened. And this time it almost happened again, but they caught him, Lazo. Now, I mentioned Facebook Marketplace earlier. Mm-hmm. You said you're more likely to buy something on there than you would ever be to sell something. But either way, you're not using it a ton. You may browse through there.
I do browse through it.
Or Craigslist back in the day. Well, you should be warned. There are some scams out there on Facebook Marketplace.
All right.
One girl, she was just trying to sell some pants. She put her pants on Facebook Marketplace, and she thought she had a buyer. The buyer says, I'm interested, sends her a message. Now, you know that that app that nobody uses, Zelle, that's part of your like U.S. banking or Bank of America app? It's in a lot of different banking apps, I think. And actually, they were the ones... A couple weeks ago when Bank of America customers said that suddenly money had disappeared, Bank of America said, it was a Zelle problem.
That's right.
And Zelle said, no, it was a Bank of America problem. Well, I'd never actually used Zelle. Have you guys ever used it?
Yeah.
Oh, you've actually used it.
I've used Zelle.
Okay. I see it on there, but everyone just Venmos me. Or in the beginning, Apple, what was it called? It was just Apple Pay?
Apple Pay, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought for sure Apple Pay would be huge. It would be the default. But Venmo seemed to take over. I know
it didn't work all that well.
Was that the issue with it?
My thing was, like, I would have Apple Pay cash, like you have cash in that thing, and then I would go to pay someone, and it would be, and like it wouldn't go through. And so I think, you know, and if that happens once or twice, I'm like, well, this other thing's just as easy. So
from what I remember, Apple Pay took like 3 days to deposit into your account. And it didn't have the option that Venmo and Cash App has to deposit it right away.
Yeah, where you just pay
a couple
bucks.
That could have changed. I remember that was the issue before.
I wonder why it didn't take off. Cash App, I think I still hear people talk about Cash App sometimes. I haven't had one forever, but anyway, this woman, she's trying to sell her pants on Facebook Marketplace. She gets a message. It seems legit, and the person says that they want to do this transaction over Zelle. Now, you know, look, maybe that could be it. Someone's got to be using Zelle for, you know, legitimate purposes. But as soon as they say, hey, we need you to set up an account and put some money in it, and then we'll refund the money, once somebody asks you to do that, I feel like, look, I don't want to say I can't get scammed. I'm sure I've got a couple scams coming my way.
There is a reason why Zelle is problematic, though.
Really?
I've read about it. Yeah, like, I think with Zelle, like with Venmo, I think if you send someone money and something happened, like, they'll investigate it and give you your money back or whatever.
Okay.
I think Zelle, they say, hey, it's just like giving someone cash.
Oh, so there's not the, I guess, insurance, so to speak. Well, in this case, it sounds like they asked her to put money in an account with the promise that they would repay that money, which, of course, they didn't. And I guess this is a scam that's been going on recently on Facebook Marketplace.
Sam Silverman posted the pants for sale on Facebook Marketplace. She says a buyer agreed to the price, and then what looked like official correspondence from the payment app Zelle arrived in Silverman's inbox.
I was getting very legitimate-looking emails.
And these emails were saying, we just need you to open this business account, put a few hundred bucks in there, and we'll pay you back. I like to think that if I get to the point where if I'm the one trying to sell something and somebody says, hey, I want to buy it, just need you to put some money in this account for me real quick so we can open these accounts and get them going, then I'll pay you back. I like to think I would know not to do that, but who knows? No. I know, obviously, I am not too clever to be scammed. I will be scammed, and that's why But it's hard not to judge people sometimes when you go, they asked you to put a few hundred dollars in the account.
I've come close.
To what? Putting money in an account? Yeah,
well, no, but being scammed. Might even have been Zelle, maybe. But, like, you know, you're looking for stuff to buy. I think I was looking to buy, like, maybe Christmas stuff. And there was, like, I was like, oh, man, what I really want is, like, you know, there's, like, maybe football jerseys and then, like, sports collectibles, right?
Yeah.
And I was talking to the guy, and he sent me a couple pictures of stuff, and they were good prices. I was like, oh, man, all right, I'm in. And I was like, eh. And I even said to the guy, this seems pretty cheap, man. Is this like a scam? He's like, no, I own a store here, and he showed me pictures of the store and everything. So I was like, okay, like it was pretty legit. And then I was like, you know what, let me ask for something that's really kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, hey, man, I know you said you had a lot of Mariner stuff. You got an Ichiro signed bat. And he was like, yeah. And so he's like, I'll be back, and I'll send you a picture in a second. I was like, okay. And then he sent me a picture of an Ichiro signed bat, and it was like, you know, he's like, you know, $400. And I'm like, So then I did the reverse Google search, and that thing was for sale for $4,000. So
and you
I just quit talking to him.
Yep.
But, you know, with the lure of getting that for that cheap, you're like, okay.
Yeah, get a deal. It happens a lot with car listings. You know, you see it, and it's like, wow, this thing's low mileage. And they try and make it not so low that it's super obvious, but it's definitely lower than other comps. And you go, oh, this might be a good deal. I know my niece, that's happened to her several times. She's like, I think I found a car. And my brother and I have to be like, I don't think that's a real deal. I think they're going to do the old bait and switch when you get to the dealership there. But that's not the only issue with Facebook Marketplace. Sure, you could get scammed. You could also get shot. And that's exactly what happened to an off-duty police officer who went to go look at a car. Now, he went with his brother because, Snowcone, I could see, you know, Laszlo, I mean, I know you've helped him move furniture and stuff, but I could see that between the three of us, if we were going to go buy something, like go buy a used car or go buy a phone, and it was someone we met online, I could see us asking, you know, the other person, hey, would someone come with me? I don't want to go alone just in case.
Sure.
It sounds like that's what happened here.
I went with you one time to sell a phone.
Oh, that's right. We did go together. Okay. We did. Yeah. And then did you go with me to pick up that dresser too? I think you might have. I think you might have gone with me to pick up a dresser in Blue Springs.
I did. Yeah, that's right.
So this officer, they get there to this meeting place where they're supposed to meet to look at this car. And Apparently, the guy who they didn't know, the stranger, asked if they had a gun or if he had a gun. He said no. Immediately wraps this guy like in a chokehold and puts a gun to his head.
Oh, God.
Shoots the police officer. The brother managed to, I guess, grab the weapon or one of the weapons and start firing back. But that cop was clinging to life the last day and a half. And I just saw from 17 minutes ago, he has now passed away.
Tonight, the NYPD combing for clues after a Facebook Marketplace transaction involving one of their own turned violent.
He is currently fighting for his life.
Police say an off-duty officer alongside a relative arranged to meet a seller in Brooklyn Saturday to buy a car advertised on the social media platform.
Almost immediately, the suspect displayed a gun and announced the robbery. There was an exchange of gunfire where the off-duty officer was struck.
So he has now passed away. And I also saw, though, they did catch the guy. They made an arrest last night or earlier this morning. But that's the thing. If you're going to go buy something, especially something expensive, or sell something, you got to go to a public place, like a well-lit public place. I know a lot of people ask you to meet in the parking lot of a Target or a Walmart, someplace like that. I don't know that you have to go to a police station parking lot to make the sale, but go somewhere public where, you know, a car is a big one. They expect now you've got cash. You showed up, you know, I don't know how much this car was supposed to be, but let's say it's a $4,500 car and you've said, hey, I'll only take cash. So you know that this person's showing up with cash. That whole thing, that sounds highly, highly, highly risky. Just a complete stranger that you're supposed to meet and they know that you've got cash. I actually don't know that I would do that. I've never bought anything quite that expensive, I don't think, off Marketplace. I've sold a couple old phones. Mm-hmm. I did buy that furniture, but it's not like driving out there like, we know this guy has $300 in his pockets. Yeah, that's a little bit of cash, but I don't think they're going to kill me over it. If they know I'm rolling up with $6,000 in cash and it's a complete stranger, then you start to get a little more worried. And Bed Bath & Beyond, guys, I don't know.
What about it?
This may be your last chance to go check it out because things aren't going well. They are trying desperately to raise the $1 billion needed to stay open just a little bit longer. I guess Bed Bath & Beyond changed their stores a while back and stopped carrying name brand stuff and instead started carrying like their own brands. And yeah, I had no idea because I bought name brand stuff there before. But they're about to go bankrupt unless they can get this cash.
This is a Bed Bath & Beyond's last-ditch effort to try to save itself and avoid bankruptcy. So the struggling home goods retailer planning to raise about $1 billion with investors through a stock offering to keep its doors open. Sales have dropped sharply at Bed Bath & Beyond after its turnaround plan of ditching those name brand products for private label goods failed to click with shoppers.
Private label goods. You like Bed Bath & Beyond? Did you ever like it?
No, I think, like, no.
It's a weird place.
I don't know what I've been in there before, but I don't know what I would need from there.
I've only gone in there with my mom. She always
wanted
to go.
I was just gonna say that. I think maybe the last time I went was when my mom was here.
Oh, with your mom? Okay, yeah, mom's like because, going. They got a coupon,
and it's like, well, also it's her like, well, you know what we need?
Yeah,
you don't have any dish towels, and I'm like, I use paper towels, and she's like, let's just go to Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm like,
okay,
okay,
all right, fine. Yeah, it's fine. Walk around there, but I don't think I've ever once gotten in my car and said, I'm going to make a trip to Bed Bath & Beyond.
I think I bought K-cups while I was there.
Absolutely.
Like, look at that. They have K-cups.
Once I'm in there, I'm like, hey, there's some fun stuff here. But it has to be mom that's driving me there. And she's making sure you use that coupon because she's got a coupon. And I'm like, mom, I think everyone's got the coupon. I have a feeling they've got the coupon at the front desk, but I don't have the heart to tell her.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.